Sometimes people look beautiful, not in looks, not in what they say, just in who they are. Beauty is self-confidence applied directly to your face. Hi, my name is Funta Oni, and I'll be sharing lots of these tips with you every Friday at 10 a.m. on Praise World Radio. Inspired tips and doses to remind you of how beautiful you really are and how to stay beautified.
Join Funta Oni every Friday on Praise World Radio at 10 a.m. GMT plus 1 for 5 minutes of beauty tips. Beautified on Praise World Radio.
A beautiful Friday morning to you. And yes, it's the very last Friday in February. How time flies. I remember when the year started and everyone was like, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Now February is over already. How's your year been so far? Hope you're achieving your goals and you're doing great stuff. Today on Beautified with Funto, I'll be sharing on beauty, brains and grace. Okay, so really, you're a very beautiful person. I mean, I see a lot of beautiful girls every day going to church alone and just staying at the gates. You just see troops of beautiful girls entering in and you're like, oh my God, like God really spent some time on some people. And their beauty is everywhere. Everybody is beautiful in Lagos. It's hard to find a girl that is not beautiful and she stays in this city. I mean, everywhere you just go, you just say, I'm just like, oh, man, this girl is beautiful. But then I get to talk to some people or interact with some people, and with all their beauty and everything, I'm really surprised that there's really nothing up there. So like, seriously, they are just beautiful. It's just outside, there's nothing inside, and I'm really disappointed. Or there are some people who are just really so beautiful and they are so intelligent. I mean, I have friends who are, I mean, this girl is drop dead gorgeous and she's up there, first class, everything, chartered accountant, everything. I'm like, oh my God, you're just it, you know, that kind of thing. So we have really beautiful people, and then we have really beautiful people that are also very intelligent. But really, is that all there is to it? Is it just about having beauty and brains? I believe that there is something more. Really, there has to be something more. And what is that something more? It is grace. If you have beauty and you have brains and you don't have grace, I don't think you have anything. There's this quote that I really like, and it says, don't be a beauty without brains. Don't have beauty and brains with no real relationship with God. That is what makes all the difference. Really, your relationship with God is what makes all the difference. I'm not trying to preach here. Yeah. Well, I'm preaching. Really, you're beautiful, you're intelligent, but there should be something more to you than that. And it has to be God. Without the God factor, without the G factor, like some people call it, I don't think you'll go too far with your beauty and your brains. So yeah, everybody's preaching, have beauty and brains, have beauty and brains, this, that. But really, if there's no grace, if there's no God, you're going nowhere. Your brains will just enter your head and your beauty will just enter your head and you just collapse. You just feel, oh my God, I'm too beautiful and I'm too brainy. And you start feeling too high on top of the world. And you know, even the Bible says that pride goes before you fall. So before you know it, yeah, nothing. So the main thing is God. God is what puts everything together. God is the one who makes us beautiful. God is the one who adds beauty to our lives. So don't forget that. Yes, be beautiful. Yes, be very intelligent. But don't forget to be graceful. Include God, the G factor. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Funtoni, at FUNTOONIE, or visit www.beautify.com.ng. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good weekend.
Memories to make you smile.
Praise World Radio. Praise World Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.